January 24, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Overmastering Direction. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, Acts 26:16. The vision Paul had on the road to Damascus was no passing emotion, but a vision that had very clear and emphatic directions for him. And he says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Our Lord said in effect to Paul, your whole life is to be overmastered by me. You are to have no end, no aim, and no purpose but mine. I have chosen him. When we are born again, we all have visions, if we are spiritual at all, of what Jesus wants us to be. And the great thing is to learn not to be disobedient to the vision, not to say that it cannot be attained. It is not sufficient to know that God has redeemed the world and to know that the Holy Spirit can make all that Jesus did effectual in me. I must have the basis of a personal relationship to him. Paul was not given a message or a doctrine to proclaim. He was brought into a vivid, personal, overmastering relationship to Jesus Christ. Verse 16 is immensely commanding. To make thee a minister and a witness. There is nothing there apart from the personal relationship. Paul was devoted to a person, not to a cause. He was absolutely Jesus Christ's. He saw nothing else. He lived for nothing else. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the end of Oswald's text. When you come to Jesus and respond to his call for salvation, and receive him as your Lord and Savior, he may give you a vision and a calling that you know beyond the shadow of a doubt is something he wants you to do. However, be sure never to make that ministry or that vision the end. Remain true to the relationship. The relationship is the end. The ministry or the vision is the byproduct. As Paul was confronted on the road to Damascus, he knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that he was being confronted by someone far superior to himself. He submitted himself in salvation by bending the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ and claiming him as his Lord. And then he also had the calling and the vision. It was expressed in Scripture that he had been chosen by God and to be a minister and a witness. And we're all called to be a minister and a witness in the realest sense of the word, in the truest sense of the word, to pass on the love and affection that God has given to us, to pass on the mercy and the forgiveness, and especially living in the grace, showing kindness and mercy even to those that would be called enemies, or who would treat us as enemies. But be true specifically to the relationship, not to the vision or the ministry. The vision and the ministry can never be fulfilled in its entirety if we lose sight of the relationship and wander off in the direction and the focus on the ministry. Let the ministry unfold as it will, as God himself unfolds it, as you simply dote on and become so enamored with God that you simply want to be doing whatever he has in mind. He is not interested in what you do. He is interested in who you are. He is interested in a personal, up-close, and intimate relationship with you. That's why he redeemed you. Love on him and allow that love to motivate you to whatever vision or calling he may have for you.